Nolte, President Trump Announces Self-Deportation App, CBP Home. By John Nolte on March 18, 2025. President Trump announced the arrival of a new app called CBP Home that will help illegal aliens self-deport. Tuesday morning, the White House released a video of the president warning every illegal alien in the country that 1. You will be deported eventually, 2. If you leave on your own via self-deportation, you leave open the possibility of returning to the United States legally at some time in the future. And 3. If you do not self-deport and are deported, you will never be allowed into the country again. He also takes a nice shot at former President Otto Penn, who used his own CBP app as a means to flood American towns and cities with illegal aliens and criminals. Watch below. People in our country can self-deport the easy way, or they can get deported the hard way, and that is not pleasant, Trump explains. And it should be noted that Trump is warning every illegal alien, not just criminal illegals. The Biden administration exploited the CBP One app to allow more than 1 million aliens to illegally enter the United States, Trump adds. Now my administration is launching the CBP Home app to give people in our country illegally an easy way to leave now and self-deport voluntarily. If they do not avail themselves of this opportunity, Trump warns, then they will be found, they will be deported, and they will never be admitted again to the United States. Biden's CBP One app allowed anyone eager to enter America illegally to make an asylum claim, which allowed them to stay here until that claim was vetted. Almost all of those claims are BS. Many illegals do not show up for asylum hearings. Many do not leave when their asylum claim is turned down. There is no question that Biden's app was part of an effort to flood the country with illegal Democrats. Above all, Biden's illegal alien wave replaced the population that mismanaged blue states like New York, Illinois, and California lost due to that mismanagement. By replacing that population, the U.S. Census, which stupidly counts illegals, would ensure these states do not lose presidential electoral votes or congressional seats. The whole thing is rigged against us, folks. As I have explained for months, one of Trump's unspoken, until now, plays was to encourage self-deportation. He did this through his oft-stated promise to initiate mass deportations, along with his executive orders ending federal benefits for illegals, revoking legal statuses for those who shouldn't have them, and securing more local cooperation in Confederate sanctuary cities like New York. The more uncomfortable you can make an illegal alien, the more likely he is to self-deport to his home country. By the way, remembering the Obamacare website debacle, I downloaded the CBP Home app, and it worked perfectly for me. It's a genius idea that allows those here illegally to announce to their intent to depart to the government. More about the app, as reported by Deseret News. If a CBP Home user intends to depart, they may select the Intent to Depart button. From there, they submit a photo of themselves to prove their identity, report whether or not they have a passport from another country, and divulge if they have enough money to depart the United States. CBP Home also gives users the option to apply for I-94s, request cargo and luggage inspections, check border wait times, and submit travel manifests for crossing the country. And here is my favorite part. The government has not yet provided information concerning when people should report their self-deportation plans. Because CBP Home tracks users' locations, immigration officials may use the app's data to target people with plans to leave but who have not yet departed. Emphasis added. Wouldn't it be hilarious if the app were used to track, locate, and deport those who say they intend to leave and then don't leave? Bye-bye. As someone who downloaded the app and is married to a Mexican immigrant, I just told her to have her citizenship papers handy for the next few weeks. My guess is that Trump has not even gotten started on his efforts to promote self-deportation, which is cheaper for the American taxpayer, safer for law enforcement, and much safer for the illegal. Holding corporations accountable who exploit these illegals will deter employment. Killing or taxing money transfers from America to Mexico would remove another major incentive. President Otto Penn created magnets to attract the unvetted third world, free housing, healthcare, education, and debit cards. Trump is determined to get all 15 or 20 million out, and his moves to encourage self-deportation are already paying off. At best, having millions of illegal aliens in our country means fewer jobs for Americans, lower wages, and higher housing costs. At worst, it means more violent crime and drug deaths. So, yes, this is what I voted for. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.